How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, you know, it started on Friday. Magical Lights of Lincoln out at the Sand Hills Global Event Center began. It goes all the way through New Year's Eve on December 31st. If you've not got your tickets yet, what are you waiting for? It's a great way to spend a half hour of time with your family, with your friends. One card, one price. Not per person. One card, one price. $25 Monday to Thursday. $30 on the weekend. Go to ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com. Use promo code BILL. That will get you $5. Your donation going to the White Cane Foundation, helping clothe those in need.
Absolutely.
In Lincoln. Use code SIP, S-I-P, to help out with Cedars, helping kids in need also. And then also for put promo code JAKE for the We Can Do This Foundation, feeding kids on the weekend here if you want to do that.
It's the perfect weather. It feels like. We need a little snow on the ground. That kind of helps. But, oh, man, like I said, being through it, I could have went through it 100 times. And we will let you know when Lee Sterling gets up here.
There's no limits on how many times you can do it.
They
don't limit you.
No, absolutely not.
So
every night you can go through.
What were you going to say about Lee Sterling?
Well, we're going to have, remember, in the front seat is going to be Jake driving. Then it's going to be Missing Tooth Greg in the middle.
Right.
And then me and the passenger. And then the back is going to be you, Ben, and Lee Sterling. Six of us.
Is that Lee Sterling?
That's coming up to do.
They might not let us.
Lights of Lincoln.
Why is there six grown men in this car?
One price.
And I think that's Lee Sterling.
Hold it. I swear to God, I just saw Lee Sterling going through magical lights. He flew up from Miami.
He had to see it.
Sterling would be fun.
He would be fun to talk to.
Get your tickets at ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com today. Also, before I want to mention the games for the title games. For
conference. Championship games?
We have not yet, though. We got to get
Friday and Saturday.
Quick plug. Were you at the game yesterday, Sip, or not? Basketball?
Yes, I was.
Just a quick plug.
Yes, I was.
Basketball, Nebraska beat North Florida 103-72. This is a big for one reason. North Florida has beaten South Carolina this year, and they beat Georgia Tech, scoring 100-plus points on Georgia Tech. Nebraska never, ever, ever struggled in this game against North Florida.
Several people played well. How did
Connor Assisi?
How did he play, Jake?
He played wonderful.
He 22.
He had
22 threes. Points.
He was six for eight on three.
He was just 6 for 8.
Just 6 for 8. No big deal. And the issue has been that they look good shooting the threes. They haven't all went in. They're starting to go in.
Yeah,
they made 11. Yeah.
They won this game without Burke.
Buchtenshell was out with a hip injury.
Groin. He has a groin. Yeah. It's a groin strain.
Robin said hip on Twitter. That's why I said that.
Oh, it's a. I'm not taking you on. I'm just saying what Fred said after the game. It's a groin strain.
This is one of our first awkward fights on
getting awkward in here.
Yes.
It's a groin strain, according to Fred.
But Bryce Williams was great, 17 points. Andrew Morgan off the bench, 13. Ulis off the bench, 10 points as well.
Ulis looked good.
He did look good.
I got him his first four in.
First four in the tournament.
First in the tournament, yes.
Well, I think, Jake, they kind of start looking like a tournament team a little bit.
The first two games, they looked lost. The last three, they have looked really, really good against Creighton, South Dakota, North Florida.
They got so many transfers. It takes a while for it to. Right. Look at the difference of Colorado offensive line.
Yep. You're right.
Play when Nebraska played into what they look like now.
God.
Playing together. They've developed that team. They weren't put together game one or two. North Dakota State beat them up. They beat him up.
Yeah, Dion's done a really good job. Yeah. And Fred's doing a good job.
Absolutely.
And then Fred's got a big game. Fred and the boys got a big game. It's Saturday at 11 a.m. at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. That'll be on BTN. Yeah. BTN.
Against your favorite coach in the league. You love Tom Izzo. Sip's a big Tom Izzo fan.
He kind of likes Izzo,
don't you? He loves Izzo.
Yeah.
He's kind of grown on me in the last year and a half.
An acquired taste, you're saying.
Yeah. just a little much.
Yeah. He's a curmudgeon. I'm surprised you don't dislike, you don't like the guy.
I didn't say I don't like him. He's not my favorite.
If he was on the show every day, he would love better times.
Oh, yeah.
He would love better times.
He participates. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Tell you about 60-plus-year-old would in like, yeah, his right mind.
Yeah. Right. We're going to try to focus on better times. Yeah.
Ben.
So. Yeah.
Better times.
Well done by Nebraska basketball. Again, they win 103-72. And also, volleyball beats Maryland. They get a share of the Big Ten title.
Jeez.
After the loss to Penn State, they had
that
on
was an
Friday.
Incredible match. I watched a lot of that.
Did you watch the Penn State match?
I watched a lot of that.
In the garage?
Yeah, in the garage. Watched it in the garage. That was a fight. That was a scrap. That was a real competition.
Penn State 1-5. Is that right?
Four.
4 sets.
And 4. Yep. But it was always in the 22-20. I mean, it was an incredible game. Match.
There you go.
But yes.
All right. So the title game's coming up this weekend, in case you didn't know what these are. Okay. On Friday night, two games. You've got UNLV ranked 22nd versus 11th ranked Boise State in the Mountain West title game.
Straight playoff game. Because if
good game,
whoever wins it, I don't know who else can get in. You know, if there always be two lost teams, I don't know between. Because Tulane screwed it up by losing when they lost. That screwed them out of the deal. But they can't put Boise in if UNLV beats them.
No.
That's over. And so UNLV can find themselves in the playoffs. They could find themselves
Barry
in the
playoffs.
Barry Odom in the playoffs.
Getting mentioned for a lot of jobs.
Deserves it.
Yep. Yes.
Then Tulane and Army in the AAC Championship. Also, that's at 7 p.m. on ABC.
What's that for?
What's that?
I mean, what are the implications?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Tulane screwed themselves. They're 9-3. They have no chance.
If Tulane wins the game, they were two touchdown favorites, and Tulane was my pick.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, but I didn't know that the quarterback, Hennigan, I think is his name, for Memphis, was a leading passer in the history of the conference, and he tore Tulane up in that game. That was a great game to watch. Go ahead, Jake.
Then on Saturday, of course, this is no one could have called this before the season. The Big 12 title game is Iowa State and Arizona State.
And where is that game at?
Hang on, figure it out. That game is in Arlington, Texas, at Jerry's World.
Yeah. Arizona State and Iowa State. You're right. Nobody.
Who would have ever saw that coming? Nobody.
I mean, well, Arizona State was picked 16th. They're picked dead last, and Iowa State was picked somewhere in the middle. Eight or nine. No, had any idea this was going to happen.
Wow.
And that's going to be quite a game.
Yep.
Arizona State looks really good.
They could be a playoff team. Yeah.
What are they going to do with the uniforms in that game? They'll have to do something so they look different.
I wonder if the fan bases interact with each other. Hey, what are you guys going to wear? But we don't want to all be in the same. Yeah, it would be. It's like. It'd be like Nebraska playing
Wisconsin. So it doesn't.
Nebraska playing Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl.
Right.
It's like, hold it now. What are we doing?
We
got to
make sure we get the colors right. Keep going.
So that's at 11 a.m. on Saturday on ABC. At 3 p.m. on ABC, you've got Georgia and Texas in the SEC title game. Texas, of course, a nice win against A&M. Saturday on
the
road.
Boring? I thought the game was sort of boring.
It was. They had an unbelievable block punt by Texas A&M. The guy blocked it with his chest.
He did.
He blocked it. He came so clean, he blocked it with his chest.
It's beautiful, though.
But like I said, it was. And then they just had some horrific errors. I mean, he threw a pick six. They're at the 10-yard line, throws one 95-yard pick six. That's
gave
their only
A&M
score.
Life.
They only scored one score, and it was on a pick six from 95 yards.
Yep.
And Texas was on defense. Wow.
God, it in the SEC is up front.
Up front. Jeez. It was just wow.
Jake.
Who would have played in the title? If Georgia had lost to Tech, who would have been in the title game?
It's still the same.
Georgia regardless? Okay.
Yeah, Georgia's already locked
they
it
were,
up.
Okay.
Yeah, they locked it up.
Then in the Big Ten, of course, 7 p.m. on CBS, Penn State against Oregon. Early spread, Oregon 3.5-point favorites in that game.
Good game, though. Yeah. Good game.
Talk about, so let's think of the difference. Where in the last year it was Iowa and was Iowa last year that was in it against
what was the Big Ten
Michigan?
Title game last year?
Iowa Michigan.
Yeah, Iowa Michigan.
The week
terrible
the year
game.
Before
Iowa didn't score.
The year before was Michigan.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Purdue.
Also terrible.
So now you get 1 versus 3.
Purdue was much more representative than Iowa, though, because it was Deacon Hill against Michigan's defense. Come on.
They didn't score.
They weren't close to scoring.
No. Michigan's still really good up front. They're 7-5 Michigan. They're Graham.
Yeah.
It's Graham and I can't say the other guy's name, but they're really good up front.
Tell you who had a good game for Michigan. Ernest Hausman.
Former
Husker.
He's got 75 tackles.
From Columbus, yeah. From Columbus.
He played really well. He plays every snap.
I believe he has 75 tackles this season.
He's been very good there. Yeah. The last one, ACC title game at 7 p.m. on ABC Saturday. Number 12, Clemson versus number 9, SMU.
That's a great game.
SMU's 11-1.
That's incredibly interesting. Because SMU, if they win, they're going to get a bye, and they're going to be a 12-1 team.
What league were they in last year? The American.
Yes.
Yeah. Then they're not getting paid for 7 years. They're the walk on.
They're going to be a playoff.
They're the walk on program. They're the walk ons to the ACC. We'll pay our way. Have you watched them play?
Look at these teams in the title games. So SMU was in the American last year. Big 12 title game. Arizona State was in the Pac-12 last year.
Pac-12.
Big 10 title. SEC Texas.
Texas was in the Big 12 last year. Big 10 game. Oregon was in the Pac-12 last year.
Bunch of newcomers.
They came into their league and said, okay, watch this.
Right. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, if you're feeling pretty good right now, could you imagine the mayhem that would have went through the SEC if Georgia would have lost that game to Georgia Tech? because that would have been a deal also.
They'd be out.
Well,
unless they beat Texas.
Unless they beat Texas.
Oh.
But they always say that you can't, like the verbiage was always, okay, if you're in the SEC championship game and you lose, there's no way you can get knocked out. You'd be knocked out. That'd be four losses. You couldn't
expect, no chance.
There's no chance of four losses. You can't not ignore that like, the game wasn't played. And so that would have been, I mean, everything. But just think about how this thing happens. So let's say Texas wins. They lock it up. Georgia now with their losses would be 12 seed, 11 seed. So who are they going to play?
Who?
Someone's drawn. I don't know. But they're going to imagine being the 12th seed and you're going like, oh, we just drew Georgia. Or Ohio State now is going to be like a 10 seed.
Yeah.
It's going to be, whoa.
You know, though, that whole talk about there's no great team is, I think it's real. I don't see a great one. Ohio State, they're number two. They did not look great. They didn't look great against Nebraska. They didn't look great against Michigan. They didn't.
No. They weren't unbelievable against Penn State. It was 20-30. It wasn't It wasn't like, oh, man.
They pulled away against Indiana, but that was not like a remarkable performance the whole game.
And Oregon, as you mentioned, 16-13 against Wisconsin. That's not a great Oregon. I mean, it's a very, very good Oregon team, but not great. Not great. Yeah, there's no great one.
It's going to be wide open.
It's wide open.
It's going to be wide open with what's good. It's going to be what are the draws?
Thanks, it is Jake. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record last week was 1-2. You guys are 45-38 overall. Today's topic is NFL tight ends. What teams do these guys play for currently? Not in the 70s, not in the 80s, but current tight ends in
Dave
the
Casper.
NFL.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Not Kellen Winslow today.
Russ Francis.
Junior Miller.
Think you know your NFL current tight ends? Call us 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill. In trivia, today's topic is NFL tight ends. You guys feel okay about this? Average, bad?
Bill, come on, lock in. Yeah, we can give this a whirl. There's only 32 teams, so we
got a whirl.
Yeah, we got a shot.
Okay, we've got Adam, how do you feel about NFL tight ends today?
I feel pretty good.
Okay. Whoa.
I'm going to guess Adam plays fantasy football, sounds like.
Do you have a fantasy team?
No. Yeah, imagine me doing fantasy football. No.
You and Layton?
Me and Layton. Just to tell, have someone explain it to me.
I know. It would be
mind-numbing.
Let's see how this goes. Adam, first question to you. Bill, lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Adam, what team does tight end Jonnu Smith play for?
Jonnu's on my fantasy team,
great.
I had to keep him on the bench this weekend because I got Brock Bowers, too, but he's a Miami Dolphin.
Brilliant! He is in the Dolphins.
Tell me more about your fantasy team.
Yeah. We could spend a whole show on it.
We could, Adam.
Can you come in the studio and talk about it?
I need to know.
You take it to another level.
Sip.
All right, go ahead.
1-0 deficit. First question. What team does tight end Sam Laporta play for?
Oh, I know this one. You know this one. Well, I'm keeping it in my back pocket. Make sure I got this right. Got to be the Lions.
Yeah, thank you.
Brilliant.
All right, Detroit Lions is correct. Over to you, Adam.
We're in the business.
How about that, Adam?
Adam, to take the lead. Adam, take the lead. Last question. What team does tight end Cole Kmet play for?
Kmet is a Chicago Bear.
I had that.
Brilliant.
Did you? See?
Notre Dame tight end.
You always surprise yourself. Yeah.
All right, Bill's in play here.
Okay.
You're down 2-1.
We're down to 29 teams.
What team does tight end David Njoku play for?
I got it if you don't have it.
You got it.
Cleveland Browns.
Brilliant.
God bless you.
He's on the Browns.
Always enter without confidence, and then you do well. Good job.
Now, this will go to Adam.
Okay.
You guys will go over under Adam's number. Adam.
We're in business.
Raiders rookie tight end Brock Bowers, who's on your fantasy team, leads all tight ends in receiving yards through 12 games. How many yards does he have through 12 games?
No Google.
Don't look at your fantasy team.
I won't. I'm driving. I'm going to put that number through 12 games at like 920.
Ooh.
Over under 920 yards.
We wrote down a number.
Yeah, we're going under.
We wrote down 859.
Pretty close.
Brilliant.
Got a win. 884 yards is the answer. Four touchdowns for Brock. Adam, we won. Nice try. We'll get you bagel and coffee and calling down the road.
Incredible effort, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you're
Adam.
Welcome, Adam.
It didn't look promising.
That did not look
for you guys, but you got
all
the dub.
Yeah. Things fell our way.
We got kind of lucky, I think.
And we got it by that.
So, I mean, who wrote down 850? You were
the daddy.
No. You did, Tim?
The daddy.
What would you...
Let's dance. I'm the
daddy. Snowstorm's hitting. I think snowing hard out.
No, it's not snowing hard. There's no bank robbery.
There's no bank robbery.
And it's not a blizzard.
This is what's going to happen during the snowstorm. The cops can't get around.
They're going to hit that bank.
There's not.
Oh, Jake, it is. There's no major snow in the forecast this week. In fact, guys, get ready, Bill. This weekend, 52 Saturday, 56 Sunday.
Wow. That's warm.
Quick question, Steve. When is the next press conference?
Wednesday. Signing day.
Signing day press conference, I got you.
Yeah. Yes.
That'll cover a lot of information.
By the way, before the spillover, what does Bill's hat say, Sip?
First rate egg.
They're a full service ag retailer offering everything.
They're not just part time.
No, they're full time.
Full time.
They're full service ag retailer. 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327.
Chris.
Ask for Parker, Chris, and mention the ticket. The spillover is next, an early break in the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.